making our way through a Thursday morning. Evan Bray, great to have you here. We've been continuing to provide coverage of the wildfires happening in Saskatchewan, and I will remind you, we'll be carrying live at 1:30 Premier Scott Moe and the Saskatchewan Public Safety Agency. They will be doing an update, providing a statement, answering some questions as well. We will carry that live for you again, 1:30 here on this radio station. Now, as we watch water bombers swoop down, gather water in the plains, and then back up off the rivers and off the lakes in northern Saskatchewan to try and put out the fires, we see rivers in the southern part of the province that are actually quite low. Sandbars in the middle of the river, water level quite low in some areas. And it gets us thinking about the fact that in the summertime, water usage tends to go up in the province. People watering lawns, watering gardens, and often communities will talk about the importance of just understanding some water conservation tips that can help overall with the drain on the community supply of water. And that's what we're hoping to chat about here next. I'm happy to have Genevieve Russell joining us. She's the sustainability specialist for the city of Saskatoon and joins us live from her office in City Hall. Thank you, Genevieve, for joining us today.
Good morning. Thanks for having me.
So I'm curious to know, does the fact that the river level of water is low, does that have an impact at all on city water supply?
Well, it can, but it's really regulated by the Water Security Agency, and we have an agreement with them that they'll ensure that a certain flow comes through the city, which is adequate for the water treatment plant to draw from. So really, the water conservation strategy that I'm involved at implementing is really focused on building resiliency and ensuring the water system that we have. So from treatment to the wastewater treatment, that system is working well, and water conservation also helps with our energy reduction targets, and because pumping and treating water takes a lot of energy. So the water conservation strategy is really to ensure we have resilient system, we're reducing our carbon footprint, and we're keeping our water rates reasonable to help and help people moderate the water bill.
Genevieve Russell is my guest, City of Saskatoon. Do you see a significant increase in the City of Saskatoon's water use through the summer months?
Yeah, water use can double during the growing season, which is why we have a lot of programs focused on outdoor water use, because that's when a lot of the strain on the water system happens, is when there's such a big demand for water.
Mm-hmm. So I know the city has done a lot of marketing and communication to talk about, you know, being water wise. I was on your website yesterday and saw you've got some good tips for water, and some of this stuff is pretty straightforward and simple, but I'm wondering if we can walk through, let's start with outdoor water saving tips. What are some of the things that you'd like to highlight, Genevieve?
So there's a number of ways you can save water outdoors in the summer. So first is watering deeply, not frequently. So giving a good soak, say 30 minutes a week, is good for your plants, and it actually uses less water overall than, say, daily shallow watering. Watering early in the day or in the evening is good, because when temperatures heat up and the sun is high, water can evaporate more quickly. So watering in those cooler parts of the day, ensure more of that water soaks into your lawn and garden and gets to your plants.
Right.
And then you can also use things like drip irrigation systems to deliver water right to the roots, and installing a rain barrel to collect rainwater, so you're not even using drinking water to water is great, and it can help lower your water bill, and it's also great for plants. It's nutrient-rich water.
You know, back to your point, Genevieve, about watering deeply once a week. I was interested to read on the website that it really 1 inch of water a week will allow your lawn to stay healthy. And so you use the example on there that if you put a tuna can on the lawn, that will give you an indication of when it's full. That's essentially the appropriate amount of water. Do you think there is lots of overwatering that's happening?
Yeah, and sometimes it can be because of soil health. So soil health is another great way to improve water conservation. So if you have a nice deep bed of soil with lots of compost, it will help retain that moisture and make it available for your lawn when you need it. So it's a combination of watering less often and having a good foundation to start with.
Genevieve Russell is my guest, sustainability specialist for the city of Saskatoon. We're talking as we head into summer, which is noticeably an increased time for water use in many communities. There are lots of things you can do. The last thing I wanted to bring up when we're talking about outside, and I have to admit, I've been guilty of this before, but on your website, the tip of sweeping instead of spraying was one that caught my eye.
Yeah, so often you don't actually need water to remove debris from your patio or your deck. You can just sweep it away, and that can save a lot of water.
For sure. Okay, what about some of the indoor water saving tips? Because of course that's where a lot of water use happens as well. I'm curious. There are ways that you can view your water meter use and trends in your property. Is this being used by many people in the city?
I don't know how many people have signed up, but we do. It's available to all our utility customers. It's called Smart Util, and you can log on. If you go to your utility account with the city, you'll find a link to Smart Util, and it's a program that allows you to look up your monthly, daily, and even hourly water use. So if you want to see what things you're doing in your home that use the most water, it's a great tool to look that up. And then you can set spending alerts. So once you've used a certain amount of water, it will let you know. So it's really great to help manage your water use.
What are some of the water saving, indoor water saving tips that you like to talk about and communicate when you're talking with people?
Well, a big one, so if you're getting into home renovations and things like that, replacing toilets to low-flow toilets and shower heads are kind of big water users in the home. And also look when you're shopping for new appliances, look for Energy Star or WaterSense appliances, because those will be more efficient to run.
The notion of, and I noticed this on both the outdoor tips and the indoor tips, but the notion of fixing a leaky faucet or leaky tap as soon as you notice it, because those over time, you don't realize it, but those drips can add up.
Yeah, they really add up. And yeah, so kind of finding those leaks is really important to reduce your water use. And you can use Smart Util to help find that. So if you see continuous water use, even at night when you know you're not using it, that's a good sign that you might have a leak and better to do some investigating on what that might be.
Mm-hmm. Genevieve Russell is my guest, the city of Saskatoon. Last summer, we watched and were shocked at how the city of Calgary was actually shut down. They went through a crisis with a major water main break. Is that something that our communities are ready for? Have you had those discussions in Saskatoon?
Yeah, our water utility department is certainly looking at that, and they would be in a better position to tell you more about it. But water conservation is a way to build resiliency in our water system. It helps reduce that strain.
Mm-hmm. I don't know if you've been following along with, and maybe this is a question for your water department as well, but the city of Regina is dealing with these smart water meters, and there's been some consternation. Is that something, is the city of Saskatoon aware of the problem? Is that something that you're transitioning to?
Yeah, we've actually already transitioned to smart metering, and that's what is providing the data for the smart utility.
Okay,
so that's rolled out and operating.
And it's been a seamless transition?
Well, yeah, it seems to be working really well.
That's good.
We certainly use it at the city for it's helped track our own water use mm-hmm. at the city, and it's very beneficial when you're looking for efficiencies.
Well, the stuff seems so basic on many levels, Genevieve, but at the end of the day, sometimes just a refresher and a reminder of the importance of just being conscious of the water you're using can go a long way. So thank you so much for giving us some time and joining the show this morning.
Great. Thanks for having me. And yeah, we have a number of programs like the Rain Barrel Rebate and free compost and mulch and lots of tips and tricks on our Be Water Wise website. So I encourage people to go have a look at that and see how they might save some water.
And that WaterWise website is just through the City of Saskatoon, saskatoon.ca website?
Yep, saskatoon.ca/BeWaterWise.
Good stuff. Well, thanks again, Genevieve. Great to have you on the show.
Great. Thanks for having me.
Genevieve Russell, sustainability specialist for the City of Saskatoon. And don't be like me, who last year thought, oh, it's a nice evening, the sun's going down, I should water my lawn, turn the water on, go to bed, wake up the next morning, water's still going on the front lawn. Yeah, set yourself a timer, be mindful of water use, and some great tips. Doesn't matter where you are, you don't have to be in Saskatoon. That Be WaterWise website through the City of Saskatoon is very applicable anyway, so you can check it out again on their website, saskatoon.ca. You're listening to 980 CJME and 650 CKOM.